I'm talking about a I know who I am. In truth, I know who I am. I know my source. I and my source are one. I'm capable of giving any expression because creation is finished. All possibilities are available to me. That's what I'm talking about. Revaluing myself to the level of that, to the level of infinite, drawing from that infinite treasure house of eternity. Revaluing myself accordingly. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Neville. I am your host, Josiah Brandt, and Daily Neville is all about breaking down the teachings of Neville Goddard, making them easy to understand, easy to digest, easy to apply in 20 minutes or less. Season 3 is all about Neville's famous book titled, Your Faith is Your Fortune. And in this episode, we're going to continue with Chapter 3 of this book titled, The Principle of Truth. If you missed the last episode of Daily Neville, you might want to start there, as in this episode, we're picking up in the middle of the chapter and continuing through this principle of truth. So to refresh your memory, in this chapter, we are talking about how to change states of being, how to change states of being. And Neville is describing this process of really shedding the old state of awareness, shedding the old state of being, and tuning into the faceless, formless awareness of I am. And he calls this floating. He says, floating is a psychological state which completely denies the physical. So this is returning to the template. This is returning to our source awareness. This is returning to a state of psychological state, state of being, state of awareness. We were simply and only aware of our awareness. And we have detached and disidentified with our earthly identity and thus our earthly and human state of being. In this psychological state of floating, we have the opportunity to basically reset or reboot our programs, to completely step outside of our old programming and choose something new. So I'm going to pick up where Neville is talking about floating. He says, this wonderful experience of rising in consciousness to the level of I am, and floating, is the signal that you are absent from the body or problem and are now present with the Lord. In this expanded state, you are not conscious of being anything but I am. I am. You are only conscious of being. When this expansion of consciousness is attained within this formless deep of yourself, give form to the new conception by claiming and feeling yourself to be that which you, before you entered into this state, desired to be. So this is what Neville refers to when he talks about appropriating the state. So you have a desire. You have a desire which implies that there's something that you want that you don't have. That's what a desire is. It's an urge to become something that you feel like you aren't right now. So this state of removing yourself from any state of being at all and reconnecting to source awareness, which is your I am state of awareness, gives you the opportunity to give form to a new concept of yourself. And you do that by claiming and feeling yourself to be now what previously you desired to be. So you appropriate it. You give it to yourself. You say, well, I am this person. I am the person that has. I am. I am this state of being. I'm in the state that implies that I have and am what I desire to have and be. Neville writes, you will find that within this formless deep of yourself, all things appear to be divinely possible. Anything that you sincerely feel yourself to be while in this expanded state becomes, in time, your natural expression. Your natural expression. So this is you returning to the source code of your programming and choosing a new template to give expression to. This is saying, I'm disidentifying from my old earthly identity that was in a state that I didn't want to express any longer, choosing a new template, applying it, and then becoming that, making that my new template of expression, beginning to express through that. And Neville puts these two words in here, which are so important. It says, in time. While we can change overnight, we can shift states of being instantly, it is through time that we reveal the state of consciousness that we are in. It's not in a single moment. It's in a string of consecutive moments that we truly reveal our state. So this is, and how do we make this permanent? We make this permanent by making it our template and then expressing through that template in time. Neville continues, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Yes, let there be a firmness or a conviction in the midst of this expanded consciousness by knowing and feeling I am that, the thing desired. I am that. As you claim and feel yourself to be the thing desired, you are crystallizing this formless liquid light that you are into the image and likeness of that which you are conscious of being. Now that the law of your being has been revealed to you, begin this day to change your world by revaluing yourself. This is one of my favorite sentences in this chapter. Begin to change your world by revaluing yourself. What does it mean to revalue yourself? What is the value of self? This alone is a subject for intense meditation. What is the value of myself? And how can I revalue myself to its proper value? I'm not talking about a prideful sense of value. I'm talking about I know who I am. In truth, I know who I am. I know my source. I and my source are one. I'm capable of giving any expression because creation is finished. All possibilities are available to me. That's what I'm talking about. Revaluing myself to the level of that, to the level of infinite, drawing from that infinite treasure house of eternity. Revaluing myself accordingly. Neville continues, too long has man held to the belief that he is born of sorrow and must work out his salvation by the sweat of his brow. God is impersonal and no respecter of persons. So long as man continues to walk in this belief of sorrow, so long will he walk in a world of sorrow and confusion. For the world in its every detail is man's consciousness crystallized. These are such powerful and revealing words because they show us, they mirror back to us that whatever we are experiencing in our reality is a crystallization into 3D form, matter, objects, circumstances of our state of awareness, our state of being. And when we understand this, this is the truth that sets man free. Because if we understand the law of consciousness, if we understand that it is our state of being that is the cause of the circumstances and the crystallization of everything that we observe in our reality, when we understand that, we have the opportunity to set ourselves free through a change of consciousness, through a change of state of being. It says, God is impersonal and no respecter of persons. If a man continues to walk in this belief of sorrow, so even our belief that life is hard or that there is something to do or to be done or that we have to work out our salvation by the sweat of our brows, we have to find the answers to our problems ourselves as opposed to imagining the end, that in itself is a paradigm and it will outpicture. It is part of a state of being that we give expression to when we're in that state. And just as we will see the truth of that state while we're in it, we will also observe the truth of any other state that we choose to identify with. So what is the master state? What is the master state to identify yourself with? As we know from season 2 of Daily Neville, the master state to identify ourselves with is that of Jesus Christ. That's the template. That's the divine template of the divine source expressing through human. And of course, we can learn exactly what that is by studying the state of being identified as Jesus Christ throughout the scriptures. Continuing with Neville's words here. In the book of Numbers, it is recorded, there were giants in the land, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And we were in their sight as grasshoppers. Today is the day, the eternal now, when conditions of the world have attained the appearance of giants. The unemployed, the armies of the enemy, business competition, etc., are the giants which make you feel yourself to be a helpless grasshopper. Neville was writing these words from where we sit in this moment about 90 years ago. And the appearance of giants hasn't really changed in all that time. Even today, we can look out at our world and see things and say, oh, that's insurmountable. There's, you know, economic problems, insurmountable. There's war, insurmountable. Neville's writing these words 80, 90 years ago, but in the book of Numbers, how old is that? The prophets writing the book of Numbers were simply using a principle. They were talking about a principle, giants and grasshoppers, that anyone can identify with, no matter what the problems of the age are, anyone can identify with the idea, the concept of a giant and a grasshopper, the grasshopper feeling tiny compared to the size and intimidation of the giant. And what Neville is saying is he's saying that regardless of the era in which we live, we have the law of consciousness at our disposal. Continuing with Neville's words, he says, we are told we were first in our own sight, helpless grasshoppers. And because of this conception of ourselves, we were also to the enemy, helpless grasshoppers. Notice how our conception of ourselves came first. That's what Neville is pointing out here. Because we placed ourselves in the condition of being helpless grasshoppers, of course the giants will see us as helpless grasshoppers. We can be to others only that which we are to ourselves. Therefore, as we revalue ourselves and begin to feel ourselves to be the giant, a center of power, we automatically change our relationship to the giants, reducing these former monsters to their true place, making them appear to be helpless grasshoppers. Paul said of this principle, it is to the Greeks, or so-called wise men of the world, foolishness, and to the Jews, which is those who look for signs, a stumbling block. With the result that man continues to walk in darkness, rather than awake to the realization, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. So this is the idea of I am the source. It is my awareness that is the cause. I am the cause. It is my conception of myself that is the cause of my world. That is being the light of the world. Man has so long worshipped the images of his own making that, at first, he finds this revelation blasphemous. But the day man discovers and accepts this principle as the basis of his life, that day man slays his belief in a God apart from himself. I'm going to read that again. Man has so long worshipped the images of his own making that at first he finds this revelation, I am the light of the world, blasphemous. But the day man discovers and accepts this principle as the basis of his life, that day man slays his belief in a God apart from himself. The story of Jesus' betrayal in the Garden of Gethsemane is the perfect illustration of man's discovery of this principle. We are told, the crowds, armed with staves and lanterns, sought Jesus in the dark of night. As they inquired about the whereabouts of Jesus, or salvation, the voice answered, "I am." Whereupon the entire crowd fell to the ground. On regaining their composure, they again asked to be shown the hiding place of the Savior. And again the Savior said, "I have told you that I am. Therefore, if you seek me, let all else go." Man, in the darkness of human ignorance, sets out on his search for God, aided by the flickering light of human wisdom. As it is revealed to man that his I am, or awareness of being, is his Savior, the shock is so great he mentally falls to the ground. For every belief that he has ever entertained tumbles as he realizes that his consciousness is the one and only Savior. The knowledge that his I am is God compels man to let all others go, for he finds it impossible to serve two gods. Man cannot accept his awareness of being as God, and at the same time, believe in another deity. With this discovery, man's human ear, which represents hearing or understanding, is cut off by the sword of faith. Peter. As his perfect disciplined hearing, understanding, is restored by Jesus, the knowledge that I am is Lord and Savior. Before man can transform his world, he must first lay this foundation or understanding. I am the Lord. Man must know that his awareness of being is God. Until this is firmly established, so that no suggestion or argument of others can shake him, he will find himself returning to the slavery of his former belief. "If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." Unless man discovers that his consciousness is the cause of every expression of his life, he will continue seeking the cause of his confusion in the world of effects, and so shall die in his fruitless search. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Consciousness is the vine, and that which you are conscious of being is as branches that you feed and keep alive. Just as a branch has no life except it be rooted in the vine, likewise things have no life except you be conscious of them. Just as a branch withers and dies if the sap of the vine ceases to flow towards it, so do things and qualities and circumstances and conditions pass away if you take your attention from them, because your attention is the sap of life which sustains the expression of your life. Powerful revelations of truth, and we can see how these stories that Neville draws on from the Bible are perfect dramatizations of these fundamental, foundational laws of the universe, these laws of consciousness, the law of your being. That's all for this episode of Daily Neville. Tap the thumbs up button, subscribe to my channel so that you get Daily Neville tomorrow. And as always, my friends, imagine wisely. Truly is the only thing there is to do. I'll see you in the next.